Just a few halachot in the laws of Gomel that we've been studying. A question came up of a fellow that suffers from time to time migraine headaches. Lo alechem. We all know the pain that those headaches can cause, to the extent where sometimes a person is bedridden as a result of it, and the slightest noise or movement causes chas v'shalom great sa'ar to the person. So the question would be, when a person recovers from a migraine that left him bedridden for a full day, does he have to make berkat gomel? Well, as we learned earlier, that if a person is bedridden for one day and he gets better, he has to make it. The question is, this is a recurring issue. He knows in 2 weeks, he's going to get another migraine. So the she'ela is, on an item that you recover from, but it's a recurring situation, do you make berkat gomel each time? Well, Maran, in Resh Yudchet Se'ifteh, calls the Rashba actually holds, yes, indeed you do. Because bottom line, since he was better, and this comes now a second time, so it's a new item. So therefore, one would have to make berkat gomel each time he recovers, even on a recurring disease like a migraine headache. That being said, the question was asked as well, what about if a person faints? Lo alechem, and then they recover him, does he have to make berkat gomel? Well, it depends. If he just fainted because of fatigue and things like that, and then he gets up and he walks away, there's no after effects, then of course he does not have to make berkat gomel. That's where the berkat Hashem comes out. There's no berkat gomel on a fainting situation. But if, let's say, the doctors established that something was wrong with his heart or something internally, blood pressure and things like that, especially if he needed to be bedridden as a result of it, then of course when he gets out of bed, he would have to make Birkat HaGomel. Last question that was asked, Lo Alechem, a question of somebody that attempted suicide. He took poison or some sort of item to commit suicide, and it was a failed attempt. It didn't work. So the question is, does he have to say Birkat HaGomel in such a situation? Actually, it is indeed a mahloket amongst the poskim. There is a she'elot u'tshuvot that would be Lev Chaim. He writes over there in the Lev Chaim that indeed he would have to make Birkat HaGomel. The teshuvah is like this. It's in Hele Gimal Siman Nun Gimal. Misha Shata Sama Mavet V'Estakin. And then the doctors actually saved him. Im tzarich lebarech hagomel. So he says, nireh pashut lehayav lebarech berkat hagomel kishevri legamre. Ve'af al pi sheholi shesavad v'nestaken hu atzmo hevi'o. Even though it's self-inflicted, he brought himself the problem on himself. V'mash shatah sabamav mikol makom lididi en chiluk b'nehem. He says, what do I care how he got sick? Bottom line, God saved him. Bottom line, he got better. And he says, "Ja'ikar tekanat berachai al refuah, the min hashamayim hasu alav refuah." The purpose of the beracha is, did you get saved or not? You got saved. Bottom line, so you brought it to yourself, which means you're right. You need a tikkun and a kapara for the attempted suicide. But the gabe Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he had mercy on you. He saved your life. So therefore, you have to make a beracha. That being said, Achav Avadya argues in Yehavedat Chedek Dalid Siman Yudalid. He writes like this, Shema'ahar she'asa b'she'at nefesh, l'chloach yad b'nefsho, he went, on purpose, in order to harm himself, she'oncho hamur mistam b'nei adam. That's a very serious crime, even more criminal than a regular murderer. Ad she'amru she'amabed atzmo lada'at en lo halek le'olam abba, lefichach en ze mevarech ela mena'etz. What kind of berakha are you making over here? Shemaskir avono bekahal am ve'eda. What are you making a beracha gomel, reminding everybody of the sin that you committed? Ve'beracha beofen zeh. Anything he says, make it such a beracha in such a case is maskeret avon. It's only ketrug. It's reminding of the sin, and therefore he says in this case over here, shev al ta'aseh adif. In that case over there, there would be no berkat gomel. That's the way the shoot sits in the ezer comes out as well. So the halacha, just to review the three cases: recurring sickness, such as like a migraine or something like that, which causes the person to be debilitated in bed for at least one day, would have to make Birkat HaGemil each time after he gets fully healed. Fainting, generally speaking, would not have to make a gomel unless it comes out there was something internally wrong with one of the organs, and of course it caused them to be bedridden. And however, attempted suicide, failed attempt, it's mahloket amongst the poskim, but according to Hacham Avadia, one does not make a beracha, even if he is saved.